Once upon a time, there was a girl who lived on the moon as its guardian. She was its heart and its breath. One day, standing on tiptoe to glimpse the boy who made the stars fly, she lost her footing and stumbled off the edge. Her plummet was like a stone displacing water. It shifted the universe off its axis. Slowly, slowly, everything began to crack.
She was wearing a t-shirt and jeans, and her feet were bare. That was a clue, the lack of shoes. Hunter wondered if she'd hopped over from next door, same as him. That was when he noticed the fish were following the girl. She held her fingers up to the tank, and wherever she moved, they moved. The water pulled gently from side to side until she dropped her arm. "Whoa," said Hunter, stepping forward to give it a try. The fish scattered before he got his hand halfway up. "How'd you do it?" he said. She shook her head. "No idea. I've never seen that before." Her reflection watched him in the glass of the tank, dark eyes locking on his. For a moment, he forgot to breathe. She turned so that their gazes met through nothing but air, raised her index finger up in front of his face, moved her hand from side to side. "Guess my trick only works on the fish," she said. Hunter found himself huffing a laugh. The girl smiled, and he felt as if a weight slipped off him. Her ponytail had gotten swept around in front. She smelled like fresh laundry and something sweet, maybe honey. "So," she said, "have you done this before?" "Done what?" His knees were oddly weak. "Wandered into a random house for a game of 7 minutes in heaven with a fish-controlling girl?" His eyes dropped to her lips. What he knew about 7 minutes in heaven, or rather what he guessed, based on the conversations he'd overheard in the Stewart cafeteria. It was supposed to be spent lip-locked, maybe shedding a few items of clothing. It was supposed to go by in a hot, sweaty blink. Several things happened in the next breath. Someone called, "Time's up!" The door swung open and cacophony spilled into the bedroom. Luna spun to look and her knuckles grazed Hunter's arm by accident. Light bloomed where their skin met. The floor rumbled and tilted, and in some other part of the house, people started screaming. Hunter heard the words, "It's an earthquake!" The girl disappeared out the door and into the crowd before Hunter could stop her. Noise came rushing back into his ears like a blast of wind.